Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. Now, if you are old like me, in other words, if you were around back in the 1960s, as I was, you might remember a really silly TV show called The Dating Game. The Dating Game, where an eligible young bachelorette would ask questions of three eligible young bachelors who were hidden behind a wall so she couldn't see them. She would select a bachelor to go on a date with based upon his answers to the questions that she would ask. It was only for one date, so if they didn't like each other, presumably they had only wasted one day. It was definitely a silly show, but it certainly branched off to others that, well, we see today that, well, they're not just silly, they're kind of ridiculous. But anyway, most of us probably didn't go on the dating game to do our dating that way. I imagine most of us went on dates with fellas that we met perhaps through high school or college, or maybe you dated some fellas in church, or maybe through your neighborhood, or perhaps when you got into your career or into your workplace, you maybe dated fellas that you met in your workplace. My brother and his wife were high school sweethearts. They've now been married 37 years, so that's certainly worked out. Maybe you dated because a friend or a family member set you up with someone. You know, they played matchmaker. That's very common. My niece tried to play matchmaker for two of her friends. She had a girlfriend who she just knew would be great for this guy friend that she knew. And so she talked to both of them and kind of tried to arrange when they would meet. But before it got too far in the planning stages, the guy friend of my niece told her that he was actually far more interested in going on a date with her, my niece. Well, they did. And a year later, they got married. So you never know about that. There are lots of ways of dating these days. I mean, just think about it. Meeting people online, dating online, all of that is so very popular these days, that wasn't even on the radar 15 years ago. So there are lots of different ways of dating. I wonder if you might have had a date, though, that your parents arranged with the full intention that that would be your spouse. Marriage. That's not very common these days, but it was very common in earlier times, and it was customary for a proper marriage, actually, in biblical days. That's the way it was to be done, to be proper, that the parents would identify the young man for the young woman and vice versa. Well, as we've been studying in the book of Ruth this summer, we've been studying sisters, we know that we're at the point where Naomi knew that this was now her life's role in Ruth's future, to find Ruth a man who would be her husband. Because by Jewish law, if a relative died and left a wife, the next closest relative was to become that woman's husband. It called a kinsman redeemer. So Naomi knew that, of course, and now that Ruth, though widowed, was still a member of the family, though she wasn't Jewish, she was in a Jewish family, it applied to Ruth. And so Naomi realized that it was her job to find Ruth this kinsman redeemer, and realized that Boaz could be that kinsman redeemer for Ruth, because he was the relative that they were looking, would need in Jewish tradition. But Naomi also realized that Ruth needed to let Boaz know that she was ready for marriage. She had, she was a widow, and she had been in mourning for a long time. And it wasn't obvious that, she was ready to be redeemed by the kinsman redeemer. So Naomi gave Ruth instructions on how it was proper and customary to let Boaz know that she would be receptive to him being the kinsman redeemer. And though it sounds a little odd, we see it in Ruth chapter 3, starting in verse 1. This is exactly proper and customary in the time by Jewish law. Ruth chapter 3. One day Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, Ruth, "My daughter, should I not try to find a home for you where you will be well provided for? Is not Boaz, with whose servant girls you have been, a kinsman of ours? Tonight he will be winnowing barley on the threshing floor. Wash and perfume yourself and put on your best clothes, and then go down to the threshing floor and don't let him know you're there until he's finished eating and drinking. When he lies down, note the place where he's lying, and then go and uncover his feet and lie down. He'll tell you what to do. "Oh, I will do whatever you say," Ruth answered. So she went down to the threshing floor and did everything her mother-in-law told her to do. When Boaz had finished eating and drinking and was in good spirits, he went over to lie down in the far end of the grain pile. Ruth approached quietly, uncovered his feet, and lay down. In the middle of the night, something startled the man, and he turned and discovered a woman lying at his feet. "Who are you?" he asked. "I am your servant, Ruth," she said. "Spread the corner of your garment over me, since you are a kinsman redeemer." "The Lord bless you, my daughter," he replied. "This kindness is greater than that which you showed earlier. You have not run after the younger men, whether rich or poor. And now, my daughter, don't be afraid. I will do for you all you have asked. All my fellow townspeople know that you are a woman of noble character." Well, do you remember back when we talked about in chapter 2, if you've listened to the earlier podcasts, where Boaz said to Ruth earlier, "May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge"? Remember that? Well, now Ruth was going to be able to take refuge, indeed, under Boaz's wings, so to speak, as symbolized by his spreading his garment over her. I know that sounded odd, but that was the symbolic way of showing that he was now going to be her protector, her husband, because of that gesture. Boaz would protect her and love her and marry her. And Ruth would soon change from her widow's mourning clothes, which she had been wearing, and she would be putting on the new clothes of a bride very soon, a new life, having been redeemed by her kinsman redeemer, meaning made new. Well, you can see the symbolism, praise God, that he sent us our own kinsman redeemer. Christ is our kinsman redeemer. He came to do for us what we could never do for ourselves. And it is under his wings that we have found refuge and salvation. He gave us the way to be made new in our lives. When we accepted Christ as our Savior, we took off our old filthy rags. We removed the old. We replaced it with the newness of life, walking with our Lord, who gives us his power to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with him now, every day. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our live weekly, First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.